For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. An announcement this week from the Oxford University Press landed like a bombshell in the laps of Shakespeare scholars and fans. The prestigious publisher revealed that its new edition of the complete works of William Shakespeare will credit Christopher Marlowe as a co-author of the three Henry VI plays. Marlowe is a 16th century poet and playwright. We spoke to Western Kentucky University English professor Jillian Knoll about her reaction to this week's announcement. She teaches courses on both Shakespeare and Christopher Marlowe.
Well, I was delighted. I have seen in a number of other plays that sometimes Shakespeare shares credit with other playwrights. And it's really common in the early modern period for playwrights to collaborate. And so it's exciting that we have technology now that can really open up the field and give us answers that we've always been speculating about.
Do you think the decision to credit Christopher Marlowe as co-author is based on solid evidence?
From what I can tell, yes. My understanding of the kind of basic process is that, you know, Shakespeare's plays are fed into a computer. Marlowe's plays are fed into a computer. The computer analyzes all kinds of really specific, you know, wide-scale patterns, like lexical patterns and semantic tendencies. And the fact that they're able to sort of identify authors based on speech patterns and writing patterns, it feels really authentic to me because that's who our authors are. I mean, they are their words. And so if Marlowe's language patterns are showing up in a Shakespeare play, I think that we should take that seriously.
You're somebody who is teaching classes here at Western Kentucky University on both William Shakespeare and Christopher Marlowe. Did your students have any reaction? Were they aware of the announcement this week?
They had strong reactions to it. They actually requested that we teach a course on Shakespeare and Marlowe here. That, you know, wouldn't it be a wonderful intellectual exercise to read a Marlowe play right next to a Shakespeare play and see what we think, you know, see if we see it ourselves, if it's just something that computers can kind of sniff out, or if our sort of scholarly eyes can also do that work.
Does this week's decision by the Oxford University Press diminish Shakespeare in your estimation?
Yeah, I think it does. I think Shakespeare's place in the literary canon is very secure. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think that we have good confidence for the most part in his sort of singularity as a playwright. But I also think that it's really misleading to imagine that he wrote his plays in a vacuum. You know, I was talking to my students today about the fact that he's probably writing out in public and hearing things and even, you know, stealing words that are just being shouted across the tavern, you know, phrases that he heard from a poem or from a play the other night. And the idea that he is somehow a kind of master craftsperson who just, I don't know, spouts out poetry from nowhere. I think that that's problematic. I think it tells our students, who are also trying to be writers, many of them, that they have to somehow produce writing like that. You know, I mean, Shakespeare was a listener, and someone once described him to me as a giant ear walking around London, just listening and sort of regurgitating what he hears and turning it into poetry.
We've been speaking with Western Kentucky University English professor Jillian Knoll about this week's announcement by the Oxford University Press to credit Christopher Marlowe as a co-author of three plays by William Shakespeare. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.